with you.
And your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. While Jesus was speaking to the crowds, his mother and his brothers appeared outside, wishing to speak with him. Someone told him, "Your mother and your brothers are standing outside, asking to speak with you." But he said in reply to the one who told him, "Who is my mother? Who are my brothers?" And stretching out his hand toward his disciples, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my heavenly Father is my brother and sister and mother." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord
Jesus. I don't know about you, but personally, this gospel always confuses me. We are told that Jesus, as he was speaking to the crowds, his relatives, mother and relatives, go to him. Someone said, "Your relatives, they're outside waiting to speak to you." And of course, Jesus, looking at his disciples, he points to them and says, "Here are my mother and my brothers." But the catching word, the catching phrase, is the last line in today's gospel. He says, "Whoever does the will of my heavenly Father is my brother and sister and mother." Whoever does the will of my heavenly Father is my brother, my sister, and mother. My brothers and sisters in Christ, this gospel, when we reflect on it, Jesus is not trying to dismiss the blood relationship that he has with his relatives, no. But he is trying to take it to another level, to take it to another step of what it means to be in the family of God. Being part of the family of God means to do the will of the Heavenly Father, the will of God, being faithful and obedient to his word. And we have the greatest example, a woman who did the will of God is our mother Mary. When she received the message from God, she paid attention to that message. She pondered on it, and then she acted on it. And she became the greatest example of what it means to be a disciple of Jesus when she said, "Let it be done to me according to your word." We can ask ourselves, what does that has to be to do with me? My brothers and sisters, this gospel can challenge each one of us. It's not enough to be baptized. It's not enough to be called a Christian. It's not enough to attend Mass every day. What matters is always to do God's will in our lives. And today, Jesus challenges you and I to ask ourselves a question. Am I being faithful to God's will? Am I doing what God invites me to do today in my life, in my family, in our community? What is God challenging me to do? And am I sticking to that will of God? We pray for the grace in this Eucharistic celebration, asking the intercession of our Mother Mary, who became a great example for all of us of what it means to do God's will, that each of us, we may draw closer to Christ, but more so being faithful to him, to his commandments, and being obedient to God's will in our life. Amen.